USA Radio News.
Law enforcement officials identified the person in custody today in a Texas school shooting as 17-year-old Demetrios Pagortzis. We're also hearing there may be two other folks of interest that authorities are looking into, and that two weapons were used. Let's hear more from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
It's impossible to describe the magnitude of the evil of someone who would attack innocent children in a school, a place of learning where parents should be able to send their children without fear for their child's safety. It's with a very heavy heart that I can confirm that as of this time, there have been 10 lives that have been lost and another 10 that have been wounded.
Santa Fe, Texas is a city of about 13,000 residents and roughly about 30 miles southeast of Houston. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Continuing our top story today, at least 8 people are dead following a high school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. This student describes the scene earlier today.
I heard that my friend got shot in the art hall, and as soon as the alarms went off, everybody just started running outside, and next thing you know, everybody looks, and you hear boom, 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 and I just ran as fast as I could to the nearest forest so I could hide, and I called my mom.
We also hear from a boy who was able to escape the scene as well.
Wow. He saw the kid walking down the hall, and he looked suspicious and whatnot, like he said he had a gun or something, so he went down the hall, like walking, you know, casually, didn't want him to know, and then he pulled the fire alarm, so we all went outside, and then we heard 3 shots, so, you know, I grabbed her, we're all running, so I ran towards the trees, because I didn't want to be in sight of whoever, you know, was shooting, and then I called her, my mom, and then I saw 4 more shots, and I heard 4 more shots, and then we ran to this car wash over here.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Senator Ted Cruz took to the Senate floor yesterday to discuss what's really going on at the Gaza-Israel border and why Hamas is more involved than what the mainstream media is leading you to believe. Let's take a listen to a portion of what he said on the floor yesterday.
For several weeks, we've seen riots and violent attacks at Israel's border. Terrorist attacks that culminated in the attacks that led to these shootings in self-defense. The rioters, they used massive tire fires to create smoke to cover their attacks. They used guns. They used pipe bombs. They used Molotov cocktails. They used grenades. They used mechanical catapults to attack the border and to attack Israeli troops. They tie petrol bombs to kites. And they launch them to set fire to Israeli fields and livestock. The kites... Well, let's take a look at the kites. The kites that they use are painted with swastikas. Just so you're not confused about their motivations. There are pictures taken a couple of weeks ago of kites, of images of swastikas by the Hamas terrorists with gasoline bombs designed to commit murder and mayhem.
Senator Cruz's entire floor speech is available on YouTube if you want to check that out as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.